3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to another episode of Inside the Mind of a Blurred. I am Scuba Steve, and I am here with my bros, Bo Dun Did It and Rob J.
Oi.
Bo, you answer? I was about to say.
Oi, Governor. Hey.
Oh, yo!
This nigga said, oh, Governor.
This British accent.
was that supposed to be an accent? What the fuck? But yeah, man. So today we decided, like, you know what I'm saying, Ant-Man came out this weekend and we should do a review about it, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, and we didn't want to make y'all wait till next week, because then it wouldn't be as relevant as fresh. This is the first weekend after the opening weekend, so yeah, I figured we should just go ahead and do it now, you know what I'm saying, so that way we could drop
might as well.
Out of the It Mob crew, though, it's just us. Nobody else has. Well, Cam has seen it, but she's busy. And yeah, I think Double O's seen it, but he's also busy. So it's only us three. So.
Yeah.
It be like that sometimes, bro. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Only the strong survive. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Bro, when I tell you, like, on Thursday, you already know me, bro. I'm there Thursday at 3 p.m., bro. I'm there. It's like, it's a must. You have to be there on the Thursday release. Like,
yep, seen it Thursday at 7:30 is when we saw it. So I had to. I always got to see it on Thursday as well.
Always,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I was going to see it on Thursday, but then I'm in this group, this blood group that came 5 p.m. They said, we're going to see it this Saturday. So basically everyone... the cool thing about it is that it wasn't really a private, like, theater sitting, but everyone in the group bought a ticket in there. So the majority of us was in there, and there's only like a few random people in there. So everyone knew each other in there, which was pretty cool. So we watched it all together on that Saturday. So
yeah, man. Shout out to the DFW Blurs. I'm in that group, but they be doing stuff so often, and I'm just like, I can't pull up every time. You know? And then they always do it on, like,
life be, hey, stuff. It's life, bro. Life be lifing, man.
Shout out to them, man, because, like, I'm in, like, all the groups, like, the little group chats they got on Messenger and stuff, and them niggas, they funny as fuck. Let's talk about Ant-Man. So, starting off, first...
This is spoilers, by the way, you guys. If you haven't seen the movie, which is why haven't you seen it by now? Go to the movie theater, go see it. But yeah, this is spoilers galore. So if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it and come back here and, like, hear what the fuck we gotta say.
We're gonna go in balls deep, you know. We're gonna basically say everything about the movie, okay?
Going into all of the holes.
What is going on here?
If you watch the movie,
Cat ain't even here today. What the fuck?
Yo!
Oh my god! All right, so if you're listening to this and you haven't seen Ant-Man, get out of here. Come back later. But first things first. Overall thoughts. Likes, dislikes. We'll start with likes first. What did you love about this movie? We can start with you, Bo.
So I liked how they introduced, the whole storyline started out, because I was kind of figuring how they're going to make Kang come in. They did it in a way, like, it makes, like, perfect sense. Like, it was very, like, well done to me. Like, you know, you got the original Warps, who was stuck in the quantum realm for, like, who knows how long, for 30 years. And then she met Kang, and then it's kind of like how they, like, you know, how she found out that this dude is basically going to, like, wipe out the universe and shit. And, you know, and it was cool how she basically, like, prevented that all this time. So basically, all this time, she's the reason that Kang hasn't done what he needed to do.
Hey, man, fuck all that. That movie was trash, bro.
Whoa. Coming in hot. Where did you come from?
I was waiting. I had to wait to come on. I need to express it. I knew y'all's parting, and I just had to jump in this bitch. That shit was trash. I need my money back, and that was some bullshit. Nah, man, fuck all that. Fuck all that.
Jesus Christ. Whoa, like, bro. Nah, bro. Hey, Hydro just made a return.
No, fuck, man.
How you doing, Hydro? Are you gonna pie with us, bro?
I'm gonna pie with y'all.
All right, that's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up. All
right, well, so, you gonna get your shit off after.
Yeah, I missed y'all. Yeah.
We missed you.
We missed you too. Glad you're doing all right.
I hit you up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know about these other Negroes.
No, I just flew off the face of the earth with them. What's cool though? It's all good.
It's all cool. You know the first one, so do it.
Are we in the first 5 minutes too? Oh, this is perfect.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. I'm ready because man, I feel like how you felt, Steve, when Thor came out,
bro.
I need my money back. If I didn't go with my homeboy after work, I would have damn. If I would have went by myself, I would have got up and walked out, bro.
No.
It was not that bad. Now you're just exaggerating.
So you tell it. Okay, I put it like this. The only redeemable thing about that movie was Kang. Right or right?
We gonna talk about it. Yeah. Both finished getting your shit.
Yes. Anyway.
God damn, came in hot.
So I did like. Yeah. Damn.
I didn't know what meant y'all was at, so I just started. Nah, fuck that.
Coming on hot times here. But anyway, I mean, I like how they basically like made it to the point that, you know, the original Wops like found out who King was, and she prevented everything to the point. So basically, all this time she knew who King was, and it's kind of funny. The storyline is good overall, so I ain't gonna go into that. The storyline is good overall. How to go into the Quantum Realm, how she knew why everyone hated her, you know, and everything. It's kind of cool. I like how they did it that way. You know, like I said, if you like some people say, if you like the Marvel movies, then, you know, Marvel's is fine. CGI didn't really bother me at all. If anything, I say I liked how Jonathan Majors played Kang, because the way he played Kang, he basically looked like a fucking, like an actual villain, the way he speak. And the way he like talks to everybody. Ant-Man also did his job too. You know, Ant-Man just being Ant-Man on the WAP. So cause I was liking, like, you know, like the father and daughter dynamic, you know, because, you know, I understand what he was like, how to work, what, you know, they're going back and forth and everything. So it's actually cool to see, like, you know, they actually like brought like the daughter and, like, you know, introduce her and, you know, bring her out the suit and everything. So I actually thought that was cool. But yeah, I would say Jonathan Majors. I understand what they say, he carried the movie. But then again, I've watched most of the Ant-Man movies, and I expect Ant-Man to be Ant-Man. And Jonathan Majors just like basically made it like a little more interesting and exciting to watch. So as Kang. Which is really funny.
Okay.
Yeah. And which is funny because I think in the first few minutes of the movie, we saw Loki. I'm pretty sure that was Loki in the first few minutes.
Think
about it. You know when Ant-Man was like saying that, hey, my name is Scott, and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, see people like walking past him. I'm pretty sure Loki went past him, but he didn't know it was Loki.
Wow. I gotta watch it again.
Yeah.
I have to watch it again now.
Okay. Little Easter egg.
These Marvel movies about started being on Disney Plus for me. Fuck that. Can I get my shit off now?
Yes. No, you're last. Next.
I'll take that. It's going faster.
I mean, let Hydro get his shit off, bro. Go, yeah.
Okay.
I want to hear this.
So you telling me this broad new, she was brought back in the second Ant-Man movie, right? The old lady, right?
Right.
So you telling me, and she didn't think like, hey, there's a maniac in the quantum realm. Like, hey, after y'all handle Thanos, y'all need to handle that nigga too. Yeah, she couldn't at least say that, bro. And then to come find out the daughter, you know, she got her own Ant-Man suit, and like if she could, and all this time they was built fucking with something in a quantum realm, and like, you know, just doing stupid shit. Like, it just pissed me off how the whole shit got initiated. like why is she like, she didn't think like, hey, you bust this shit wide open, you don't think that had major consequences? Like, come on, bro. Think about it. The whole Ant-Man movie would not happen if she did not fuck up the little machine they was making, right or right?
That is true, but then again, look, you're right. But then again, you all don't understand. This is how fucking white people.
She pissed me off the whole movie, bro.
It's fucking white people, okay? So you're gonna expect white people to want to explore the unexplored, but you all know us niggas, we'd be like, we ain't gonna try and get ourselves killed and do
that. Is you a fucking Bill Murray, man? Come on, dog.
But I mean, like, he's like, if she doesn't do this, then that doesn't make the whole movie didn't happen. But that's every movie.
Yeah, that is true. But my thing, like it had, like, she could have said, hey, while y'all down there, there's a maniac that's still down there. So yeah, y'all know y'all want to call.
I agree with that point.
Yeah, y'all might want to call Tony Stark before he does that final snap and snap his ass away too. Like, come on now. Like, and then the worst part is that the whole shit that burns about this movie is that it's not even that. It's kind of mediocre. Okay, it's mediocre. It was the fact that it kind of went the Ragnarok, not the Ragnarok, the Love and Thunder out with the too many jokes, and it's starting to piss me off where it's giving the Marvel haters a lot of ammo and that sex. I have to agree with them.
All Ant-Man movies are jokes.
That's
I get it. Look. I'm cool with the jokes, you know. Okay. But the whole don't be a dick dialogue, that shit that was mad horrible. Cringe.
Yeah.
It's like, come on now. It's like, that shit was nasty. Now, I did like Kang. That man, Black History Month was history money for me. I'm like, oh man, this nigga taking over shit. Like, man, like, nah, do your thing. Yeah. I want his side, but you know, it's like, fuck, man. Like, at some point, like, I feel like the plot could have been better. Like, I would probably say outside of Kang was the situation where he had to choose between saving the universe and saving his daughter. That was like the probably most best part for me, and the whole psychologically how his mind's falling apart thing. I wish they kind of explored that more. But yeah, man, like, I kind of didn't like how they did MODOK's character, you know, and they made a pun within that self. Like, come on, man. It's like, it could have been constructed better. Like, there was no need to have the first villain callback, IMO. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They could have just had, like, that name could have been a cameo, you know what I'm saying? Or like, but. I'm making points, though, right?
Look. You make good points, but you know what? I kind of like some of the cringiness at some point, because I watched enough to be like, okay, this is just cringe, but it's kind of funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Because they made a full bunch of jokes, and I'm telling you, I'm laughing.
That's the thing, though. We got to be consistent. If we criticize Love and Thunder, we got to do the same thing for Ant-Man.
Yes. Like, I understand. No.
I don't think they're incomparable, though.
So look, hear me out. I understand the reason for Love and Thunder hate, but the reason you can't really compare it to Love and Thunder or Ant-Man. Reason because Jonathan Majors actually played Kang the way Kang's supposed to play as, and in Love and Thunder, the
Gore was trash.
Gore wasn't really a gobbler. Yeah. He only killed one
guy. I get that.
He killed one god, but then again, he wasn't really gobbler when he killed the god. So, the fact that Love and Thunder, like the direct, whatever his fucking name again, because I choose to forget his name, that made the Love and Thunder movie, he didn't really know what he was doing.
Taika Waititi.
Yeah, that one motherfucker, whatever.
He gonna put a hit on that nigga.
Oh, my God.
Man, it's like, I don't know, man. Like, I just, the Ant-Man movies, they've been cool, but I feel like this is like the Iron Man 3 of Ant-Man, if that makes sense.
I would definitely say this is the worst Ant-Man movie, but that's not like...
Well, to be clear, I still rate it over Love and Thunder, but I feel like it's a 6.5. I keep it at that.
A 6.5? You know, like, I mean, that's fair.
That's actually fair, yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna shit on movie, but
you know, I'm
but
thinking, like, you thought it was like
Hydro, I'm sitting here thinking you was finna get this movie like a fucking 2 or 3.
No.
You came in hot, brother. I'm like, damn.
But you know the part that resonated is the don't be a dick thing. It's like man.
That was
came with a bucket of tomatoes.
Definitely giving me Thor Ragnarok vibes when he's like, don't be a dick.
Bro, that's top 3 worst scenes in the entirety of the MCU. That shit.
Like, bro, I was visibly annoyed. Oh, boy, are you okay? Like, nah, bro, I'm not okay.
Honestly and truthfully, let me let Rob go ahead and get his shit.
Oh, damn. So, my thoughts on the movie, I thought the movie was fine. I thought it was okay. I don't think it was trash or bad by any means necessary at all. I've seen this movie twice. I went and saw it on Thursday, then I saw it again on Saturday, and after Saturday, I came out feeling the exact same way that I felt on Thursday. Like, this movie is just fine. It's okay. There are things that I think there are more things that I don't like than things that I do like, but I still think that the movie was cool. It was fine. I gave it a solid 7 for me. Okay. So, yeah. If we want to go through like all of the things that I did like, cinematography was incredible. It was really great. It was really fucking, it was gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Down there and the quantum realm or whatever. Of course, Kang, you know, we all know Kang was absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Majors, you know, did what needed to be done. And I'm very, very excited to see what he has to bring for the future of Phase 5 and Phase 6, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Cassie, she was, I didn't fuck with Cassie at first. I'm not even gonna cap, but then I'm not gonna lie.
I still don't fuck with her.
Yeah. Like towards the end, I was like, okay, she's like, she's fine. Like, cause at first I was like, bro, she's annoying as fuck. Like, get this fucking brat. Get her out of here.
My thing is, I thought they were gonna kill Ant-Man and have her like be like the new Ant-Woman. I was about to be so angry.
Right. Yeah, so like, you know, like there's things that I like, and I'm pretty sure we'll like get to that later. And nigga, them post credit scenes, my nigga, bro.
I think for both of them, it's pretty dope.
But,
yeah, they were both.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought, like I said, this was okay, man. I felt like people need to learn how to temper their expectations before they go into this. I feel like there's people who like went in this movie thinking this was gonna happen, this was gonna be huge, this big thing, you know what I'm saying, was gonna go down. And then when that didn't happen, after the movie, folks just was like, oh, this is bad, oh, this is trash, this, like you have to temper your expectations before going into things, bro. So yeah,
I feel like there's many two types of people that watch Marvel Cinematic Universe. There's people that just hate watch and people that actually enjoy the story that's going along. Right. And what you have to do, especially online, is that you have to differentiate too. There's a lot of niggas that hate watch these Marvel films just so they can have something to talk about online.
Yeah,
you know,
that was like the biggest thing takeaway from me. I thought the movie, like Rob said, I thought it was a solid movie. But I could already tell the hate watchers that already hate Marvel.
They got what they wanted.
I was like, bro, they finna get to shit on this and go crazy.
And that's the worst part. Like, don't give these niggas ammo. Because it's, you know, because these niggas, you gotta understand, these niggas have been hollering, oh, Marvel time is up for like the last 10 years. We've been honest.
And it's like for 10 years, you've been watching it every time. So what are you talking about?
They're there at each movie, each show. They're right there at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the worst part is these niggas think
just because they're not watching it in movies, they watch like some like fucking off-brand site or some third-party site. Bro, you still gave your viewing.
You still watched it.
So it's like it's a weird obsession, and I hate it. Like I said, it really burns me because Ant-Man to me, especially before this movie, he didn't really have no bad movie. Like Ant-Man 1 was good as fuck.
I thought Ant-Man would be the best trilogy in the MCU after this movie. Yeah. And that hurt me.
Yeah, exactly. It was like the Achilles heel. It's like, I don't know, something about that third movie in Marvel films is like,
that's not even just Marvel. That's just in general. Trilogies are hard to make, bro. Like to have three.
Captain America had a pretty good trilogy.
People felt indifferent about that.
But I think though, Rob, a lot of niggas had the nerve. Like a month after Spider-Man had his third movie, they thought, "Oh, Coming Home was trash," or "No Way Home was trash." You know how niggas do.
Just not true.
It was the same, bro. They always show their true feelings after watching the movie.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this movie's hard. But then it kicks back to them that they have to hate it because of the agenda. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, man, it was pretty cheesy when all the Spider-Mans came through. Like, bro, you a cocksucker, bro. Just don't even watch the movie.
And then, like, and here's the thing, bro. I feel like each movie, each Marvel movie, you're not going to get Endgame and Infinity War. Exactly. You're not going to get that. That's just, I feel like that shit like spoiled people. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, folks are spoiled. You know,
it's like, did y'all forget? Like, everybody forgets about the development into Endgame.
That led to, yeah, that led
everybody
to.
Everybody forgets that. Like,
I seen a perfect tweet that says, not every film gonna be like Endgames and shit like that. We're gonna have to have the dark, yeah, the dark worlds, Captain America one.
We're gonna have to have
Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3 have to come out, bro.
Like, because they have to build for something. And yeah, like, to me, like, I saw one of the biggest things that pissed me off was Kang. Ant-Man would never be able to fight Kang, blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
and I was like, bro, if y'all are trying to talk as a pure comic books purist and not a Marvel hater, Hawkeye fought Kane the Conqueror and won. Like, and won in the comic book.
No, bro. Listen, go on Marvel.com and then show you all this nigga's like stats, like intelligence, speed, powers. He's only like a 3 at best. Like, he's not, but the cinematic universe can like make his story grand. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not some like big bad like Dr. Doom, which is like almost a busted ass villain. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I'd be making me mad, bro. Like, one dude, like, he's on my Facebook, but he always is complaining about the MCU. I'm like, and he She-Hulk, they hit the Hulk with a Jeep. I'm done. Like, he was like, he's not gonna watch it on the, and that was the very first episode. And I was like, bro, why are you mad? Like, the whole point of She-Hulk is like a parody.
It's,
and
then he was all comedy.
Like, I was like, you don't have fun with it. He was like, he was like, they would never do that. That's comic, that's not pure to the comics, and blah blah blah. So when I saw him say Ant-Man would have never been able to fight Kang and all that other stuff, I said, I thought you said you know stuff need to be true to the comics. Yeah. And he was all like, show me where Ant-Man fought Kang. I said, I can't show you that, but I can show you Hawkeye fighting him. And I start pulling up screenshots. I'm like, bro, Hawkeye 1v1 Kang and won and got out of there. Like, I was like, bro, what are we talking about? I was like, with this, did you think you was getting the final Kang right now in the first movie of the phase?
Right. Phase 5.
Yeah, like, and they got the exiled one, the nigga that lost. Like, come on now, let's be real.
Yeah,
they got the nigga that lost.
Exiled one.
Like, come on, bro. And like,
I was like, bro, like, you have to, even if you saw this movie and you was like, okay, Kang would completely destroy Ant-Man. In this movie, in this phase, you knew, if you've been watching the Marvel Universe, MCU, you knew that there was multiple Kangs, and you knew that somehow Ant-Man was going to get away or win this fight. You knew that because that's what a movie does. And it's like, why are you going in pissed off when you knew what was going to happen, in a sense? Like, did you expected this movie to end with Ant-Man just being killed?
But the nigga in Loki says, you think I'm worth it, check out my other variants. That means we have a whole
bunch of...
And throughout this whole
movie, he's saying there are other Kangs out here that are worth... He's saying
that,
it.
Yeah, that's worse. Yeah.
He's saying it the whole... Like, literally, like, bro. Wasn't even watching this movie is what it feels like.
People are just trying to watch to hate, man. You already know how it is. Like, bro, this whole week on Twitter, I've seen nothing but horrible takes, trash takes about
agenda. Just be agendas, bro. Agendas.
I'm like, people, yo, like, what are y'all talking about?
And people
man?
Be all like, oh man, y'all can, like, Marvel pay y'all. I'm like, no, it's just common sense, nigga. Yeah, just common sense, nigga. Like, nigga, like, you think they're gonna let him win and just go off like, come on now, like, they literally lay out all their movies every year.
They're building it up. Like, and it's like, bro, like, this is the first time we're seeing, quote unquote, a big bad this early in a movie franchise. You know, like, imagine if they would have been like, instead of doing Age of Ultron, let's go ahead and give them a taste of Thanos now. Did y'all think that Thanos was gonna win right then when you knew they hadn't got to Endgame and Civil War? No, you knew what would happen. So why are y'all being this strict on this particular movie? It's because you got spoiled with Endgame and Infinity War, and you expect every movie to be Endgame and Infinity War.
And then, like, that's a good point right there. But then folks are on Twitter, like, saying, you guys can't keep saying that. That's a, it's a fact. That's literally the fuck it is. Every movie is not going to be Infinity War and Endgame. And here's the thing. Some people cannot, I say this all the time, people cannot make a fucking between good and trash. If the movie or TV show is not just incredible, if it's not flawless, then it's automatically bad or trash. Like, no, bro. Some things can just be fine. Some things can be okay.
In a perfect world, it says the movie was a fucking 10 out of 10, them niggas would still find something to say about it. That's why you don't argue with certain niggas.
The only movie that is like identical to a comic run is Watchmen. That is the only movie that is identical to a comic run. Other than that, you're never going to get that because they have to do what they have to do to continue to push the universe forward.
Not only that, but a lot of people don't understand, especially the comic book peers, which is the irony of all this. They have to condense a whole comic storyline
into 2 hours.
2 hours. 2 hours.
But let's not get too much into that.
Yeah.
Let's start. Okay, so we did our likes and dislikes.
No, hold on, Steve. What did you think of
the movie? It was the same way. I was like, I think this was a good movie. And the issue that I had with it was that the fact that it gave Marvel haters fuel. That was my biggest issue. Exactly. And then one of my last issues was the thing that brought us so much joy with those first two Ant-Man movies was Luis was narrating it. And for this, one, it was like they were, instead of just making this movie and you was like, okay, Luis is not going to be in the movie. They could have just did that. What they tried to do was make Scott kind of narrate it. And it just didn't have that same thing that Luis had. It didn't have that same energy. You know what I'm saying? So it lost that charm and stuff like that. That's one of my only, you know, pushbacks with it, because those first two Ant-Man movies, like Luis narrating it and doing that stuff, it was just like perfect. You know what I'm saying?
You know what the thought just came to me? This movie probably would have worked better if it was a Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Think about it.
Yes, because it kind of had a sci-fi feel in the quantum realm. Like it had like a huge sci-fi feel.
Even the jokes would probably land it way better in that movie. You know what I'm saying? If it was a Guardians of the Galaxy, because, you know, They're a wacky group, and you can actually see it in those type of movies. But like, and I hate to cut you off, but like, I probably say like my favorite thing was kind of underrated. That I don't really see people talk about was Hank, because, you know, he was pretty resourceful. He was pretty resourceful in the movie. You know, from like, I like the tie in. You know, when they all got sucked in, then like the ants, they were still super smart. They came from like billions of years, come back and shit. Like their technology was so advanced, it was crazy. Like, to the point where they even overwhelmed Kang. And that was a dope-ass tie-in. You know, you would never thought these fucking ants from the game. Like, okay, well, he just some props in the back. So, you know, I really thought that was a dope tie-in. And, you know, and just not only that, but the way he handled things. Like, he was talking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they was in the ship, he's all, like, he was out of the loop, too, but he was understanding of the threat. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, like I said, my favorite part, I won't say the whole movie was, like, when, you know, when that nigga Bill Murray came down, and you know, she's like, oh yeah, we have some wacky times. They're like, oh yeah, he got her. He tagged her a couple times, and it had that look on his face that every man had.
I tapped it.
Yeah, he got her.
So we did our likes and dislikes. So now we kind of gonna just do like characters.
Never mind.
Yeah, we did a dislikes because we ran it for a while.
I think we all on the same page.
I got
page.
A whole bunch of dislikes that I need to get.
I have a few dislikes too.
Let's get them off.
Oh, let's get the dislikes off then.
Okay, so let's see what I dislike. Let's see. I won't say I dislike her entirely. I just disliked Cassie just from the beginning, because dang it, I understand that Cassie, they had her have like a father and daughter moment, so obviously I understand that. But my most dislike was, who was it again? I had a dislike. Oh yeah, the dude that played MODOK.
MODOK.
Yeah. I mean, although I like his funny thing, I didn't like how he looked. He kind of had like that, like ugly face in the mirror. That he just looked and just like say like, oh, this how I look like. Spike is there, goes Spike. Actually, no, it wasn't Spike. It was Shark Girls and Lava Girl. There we go.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. But, I'll say, I dislike that. And one other thing that I dislike was the thing that Hydra was saying, like, why did Shig didn't, like, tell anyone that, you know, the most, like, this powerful person. Like sitting in the corner, like why Jenny didn't tell like nobody about the quantum realm, and then she has enough to like be like all angry at Cassie, who was just trying to be like, you know, exploring, and you know how young minds just want to explore in war and everything.
That's another.
She's like, no, turn that shit off. You don't know what's doing there. You don't want to go down.
Bro, you are preaching, bro, because that's one of my main dislikes. Hank Pym, why are you overseeing this experiment? You know,
yes, bro.
The freaking the
consequences. Listen, bro,
all shit that can go bad. Hank, why are you like doing this with Cassie? I'm like, what? Hank, what are you doing?
Not only that, bro, why the fuck would you send a random signal down there? Why? Who do you want responding?
I'm like, Hank, you are one of the smartest characters in all of freaking Marvel. Why are you doing this, bro? I was like, I don't know. Also, we were in the quantum, we were down there for 90% of the movie. Mm. I did not care about any of those characters at all. I didn't care about none of them.
Oh, yeah, none of them.
Except.
Wait, just one down. One.
Black guy. The black guy,
the telepath.
That nigga was funny. He was
funny, but I still didn't care about him.
I kind of did.
Like if he would have died, I would have been like, yeah. Dang, they killed the nigga from the good place. But I would still been like,
I was over on the black guy, but I like the little jelly thing.
Oh yeah, the jelly thing.
Drink the ooze.
Drink the ooze. And then like, towards the end, he was like, I got holes. And the way he was just running around like a fucking. The way he was just running,
I didn't even like to do that.
Like, and another thing, MODOK. Me personally, I never cared for this character at all.
Oh
like,
man,
ever in my life. And just seeing this shit,
Let me hop in like double dutch.
This shit did not work for me. It was it looked horrible. This shit was not funny. I didn't the jokes. This shit was not hitting for me. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would say the one thing that did hit that made me laugh was towards the end where it says like, "I'm an Avenger."
Scott was like, okay.
And then he had his baby finger just rubbing
his face. Yeah.
You know what the worst part about this is? They're like ten years late of introducing MODOK. He should have been introduced an Iron Man with the Mandarin, but you know they fucked that movie up. And they had a second chance to introduce him with the Shang-Chi, because everybody knows MODOK and the Mandarin, they're like this, they're like fingers crossed, you know. So the thing about it is that like it didn't really make no sense to introduce him with Kang, as far as I know. It feel like they kind of just threw him in there. And the thing about it, his presence didn't really make no sense down there. They're like, oh, he's basically just a callback to the first villain.
Yeah,
that's all he really was.
So my issue, honestly and truthfully, okay, so why are we doing that? We was going to do character breakdowns anyway. So we'll start with MODOK. With my issue with MODOK, I love the little gold face plated thing.
That looked like MODOK.
That was cool.
That was cool. So what I would have done is I would have kept that gold face on him throughout the entire movie.
The whole movie, yeah.
And then at the end, you do a reveal callback. And I wouldn't have, like, I wouldn't have been so mad about it because, one, that face sucked. Like, the face thing.
Ugly as hell. That shit
didn't. So you don't, yeah. You would only got like 3 minutes of callback time of the main villain in that ugly
face. Then they kept calling the nigga by his real name. Like, who the, like, what is his name? Brandon or something?
Yeah,
just Daniel, call him
Jeff or something.
Darren.
Just call him Mordot. And I hated that they gave him that acronym. I was like, bro, you don't have to do an acronym for everything. His name is Mordot. That's what he want to be called. Don't give us machine of, I can't remember what it was, but it was so, just like
MODOK stands for mechanism. Machine only something design. Yeah.
Yeah, because in the comics, it is a real acronym. So
organism design only for killing.
Oh yeah, mechanic orgasm designed only for killing. There we go.
Machine, yeah.
So that is a acronym. Either way, I was like, brother, just call him Mordot, please. Like calling him Darren, that shit was just annoying.
It was corny,
and it was like, bro.
The crazy part is like, wasn't she like a baby when she was like abducted or something? Like, how do you know this nigga?
Yeah, how did you know his face immediately? Like, it was kind of weird. Especially when it was stretched out like that, because I couldn't even recognize him until they fucking said who he was.
She wasn't really a baby. She was like what, 5?
Well, true. Yeah.
A baby. Like, if you was 5 and now you 19.
You're not going to remember that nigga.
Yeah, because you'd be like, oh, you remember this lady? She used to babysit you. You always get this face like, nigga, no. I don't remember her. So, if that's...
Unless they're around you every day, like... And not only that, the nigga had, like, an armor suit on. So, like, come on, bro.
Technically, she did call him the B guy. She didn't say his name. She just said...
Oh, yeah.
So
I mean,
I don't think she actually did like no.
You know, okay, we'll scratch that for the record. We'll chalk that up. We'll chalk that up to a traumatic experience. We'll chalk that up. But it's like, come on, like don't call this nigga Darian. Like, come on.
And so, like with that character in general, though, like with Mordot, I'm the same way. I never really cared about Mordot like that. Even they have a TV show on Hulu that I never even tuned into.
I said I'm never watching this shit, bro.
I just never even pressed play on it. But
it's not funny. It's just funny and fun and jokes. But
I would have definitely really liked the mask and just keep that mask on. And then let's say you do the don't be a dick thing conversation. And then at the end, when he saves them and whatever, and they're like, yo, why did Mordot save him? And then it's like, oh, reveal, it's Darren. And he's like, I'm not a dick or something like
I'm
that.
I'm not a dick.
You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck are we doing here, man?
Like, it's still one of those things where it's
I was visibly shaking during that scene.
And it wasn't touching. It wasn't anything like that. And then, like, it just, I don't know. Mordot overall in this movie was kind of a dud for me.
He was trashed.
He could have been left out. He could have been put in another movie. He could have been in the Shang-Chi, like, part 2.
Man, get this nigga out of here. He shouldn't have been in shit.
And then they actually killed him off, which is something that I don't like when Marvel does. I don't like if you have a villain that's kind of like a reoccurring thing. There's nothing wrong with letting his character leave and limp off or something like that.
Bro, I am perfectly fine with them killing MODOK off. No, bro, nobody even cares about this character. Anyway, bro.
But like how he said, how he was saying Shang-Chi 2 and stuff like that. Like, man, I wouldn't be
MODOK
mad at
MODOK and Shang-Chi. No, bro.
I don't know about MODOK and Shang-Chi.
I mean, they could have put him in the first one. If we're being honest.
But that
would require them to actually do the Mandarin real storyline from start to finish, which they can't do because Iron Man's already dead, and they already fucked it up in Iron Man 3. But you know, they wasn't going by comic, they was going where the fuck they wanted to do, you know. Mm-hmm. So like I said, that's why I was saying, like, they should have introduced MODOK like 10 years ago while Iron Man was still in the, it would have made more sense for two comic readers. It would have made more sense, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why they decided to introduce him now. He didn't do nothing significant. He was just he was like a reincarnation of the first Ant-Man. You know what I'm saying?
He was a henchman.
Yeah.
I mean, MODOK, from what I know, MODOK is more important than just like diminishing him as a henchman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he is the Mandarin's like sidekick and stuff like that, or like right hand man, but he still felt more important. From what I know of in the comic books and stuff like that. Whereas with this, he's just like a little side character. And he really was just fodder. Like, he didn't do much of anything.
Yeah, nigga, the nigga was getting bullied by Kang. Like, hey, don't speak what I'm speaking, nigga.
There's one more thing that I have to touch. Well, no, actually, Steve, I think we'll like get to that point later on. Whenever we start talking about more characters, so never mind. Okay.
So next, since we already did MODOK, let's do the Van Dyne family as a whole outside of Ant-Man. So let's do Hope, Hank, and Cassie.
Perfect segue. What the fuck I was just about to say. All right, this movie is called Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania. Can you guys tell me where the fuck was Wasp at in this movie, bro? She was barely in the film, bro. Like,
she was by her mom's side learning she was a hoe.
I'm like, where is Wasp at, bro? Like, she's barely in the movie. Period. Barely. I'm like, what the fuck?
Barely. I don't know, man. Yeah. If that's how I felt, I know we getting sidetracked, but that's how I felt when Black Panther. I'm like, damn, where the fuck Black Panther at? This is like Black Grievous is right here.
Wait, what?
That's how I felt, cause like the whole movie of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, she was only like Black Panther for like 30 minutes of the movie. Other than that, it's Black Grievous.
That's why this movie was called Wakanda Forever, I think, instead of like Black Panther. Cause it was like they wasn't gonna put her in there that much. I think the reason why I don't think they put her in there that much was also a part of the, even with the comic run, like Shuri is only, it's only like a seven.
It's not that much.
Yeah. It's like a seven issue run. So it's not even that much.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense. And I already know where they going with it. In my opinion,
that's the movie I'm waiting on, Black Panther 3.
Yeah. I'm about to say it'll probably be before then, but when they do variants, it'll be another person. They're going to call him T'Challa, and he's going to be T'Challa Jr. technically. Yeah. And that's why they introduced that kid as T'Challa. Like, that was,
I am not mad at it. No, if it's shit, they better than me, because I would have said, hey, this is another nigga from Snap. He's another nigga. He's just T'Challa from like Universe 332. He's our new Black Panther. And he definitely can't be Black Panther because the blood lineage. That's what I would have did, but
I was gonna say Hope. You know what I'm saying? Hope. I didn't really care. She didn't really do shit. She was barely in the movie.
She ain't do shit but piss me off
until the end. Janet, just like y'all said at the beginning of the pod, like, why didn't she tell Hank? At least tell Hank that somebody else is down here that can be a huge trouble to the whole world, to the whole universe. Like, why didn't you say anything? That was kind of weird.
And why would you break the quantum machine? Why would you do that?
Bro.
Why would you do that?
I guess at that point, she tried to do like whatever she could to just like turn that bitch off. So now,
every time somebody breaks something while it's in motion, it never works out well. And like, did we just not watch Spider-Man, how the nigga was fucking with the spell and just fucked up everything? Did we just not learn from something that? Like, come on.
I mean, they don't even know who Spider-Man is. So
that is true.
Yeah, that's true.
But as scientists, they should know, don't do that.
Yeah. So for me, my issue, one, I didn't like Cassie. Her character kind of just
I hate her too. I'm like, who the fuck is this big head white girl?
Yeah, it was annoying. And I just, the fact that she got a suit, it's kind of, to me, it's feeling a lot like they're trying to give us the kid Avengers for sure.
Avengers, yes,
they're
sir.
They're giving us young Avengers for sure. And it's starting to become obvious now. Like at first it was like, okay, it's kind of like hinting at it, which was cool and showing like some small little development. Making the shit obvious. Oh, we can see you too.
That's yeah, I know. I'm sure.
make sure Leroy get that. But like, I just want to make sure, with that, it's just like it should come naturally and seem
more.
Like with Hawkeye, like even though she was in there or whatever, but you know that it's gonna slowly develop and stuff like that. It kind of makes sense. Organic,
earned
and organic and stuff like that.
Earned.
But with this, like she just had the suit.
What were you using it for in the first place? Why'd you
have bro? One? Like you've never used it before.
It would have made sense if it was locked up. Maybe it was like Janet's third suit that they never used. You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that Scott didn't know about it, like what? Yeah, that's insane to me.
And to me, the whole thing with these Ant-Man movies, which I get it, like Hank Pym is the brains behind the operation and stuff like that. But the movie is Ant-Man, and Ant-Man is more. He feels like he's in the dark with every single thing, and that is frustrating to me. Because I feel like his character is like a side, he's like a criminal and stuff like that, but he is Ant-Man. He still has a lot of input in this like small, in this family. Like it's him, it's Ant-Man. Yeah, yeah. He is Ant-Man. So him being in the dark with every little thing is really starting to frustrate me, or it did frustrate me in this movie or whatever. But Hank Pym, I enjoyed him. He still showed how smart he was.
Yeah, Hank Pym was the real MVP.
Yeah, outside of like the little him training cast,
man.
And
he need to divorce his wife. We're not off her. We are not off her.
And then Janet, I didn't like the fact that Janet didn't tell them and stuff like that. But once they were inside, the second that they got inside the quantum realm, tell me what the hell is going on, bro. Like, I get it. You didn't want to talk about it. You figured you'd never be in this situation.
Steve, let me stop you. Hank didn't know about Kang till he found out she was fucking another dude. So he found out two bad dudes at one time.
Facts. But I'm saying like
that's crazy.
The second that they got sucked into the quantum realm and they like, okay, we're down here and you're panicking. I'm your husband. This is your granddaughter. This is your daughter. Bro, we need to know what the fuck is going on. And you need to talk like right now. That would have annoyed me like immediately, bro. Like we down here, and we are in danger, and you're not talking to me.
You still not saying nothing.
Like you got to tell me now.
Like you making me nervous. Like
it should not have took like the reveal.
After the movie.
It shouldn't have took the reveal of your boyfriend.
It feels like
she only told them about Kane to get that energy off of her that she was fucking around. It was like, oh shit, I got caught cheating. Oh yeah, it's Kang is here. It's like, let me misdirect your ass. Real quick. Yeah. Kang is here and shit like that.
Consequences. She would have been down there till this day. I would have rectified my mistake of saving her.
Oh, how you feel about the Van Dyne film?
I feel like Janet is, I don't know how to express myself. Janet's fucked up, okay? She could have said this the whole time. Yes, I understand she was scared and everything.
She could have said she got back before Thanos.
Yeah, she could have said she could have even said it like Steve said. She could have said it when you got down in there. But now, Janet was like, you know, be quiet, don't say nothing. Okay, cool. We gotta do this, okay? Don't worry, I got this. Okay, cool. Yeah. We're good. Oh, I got us a ride. I'm like, okay. Apparently Janet is cool down here. Okay, cool. I'm like, okay, you gonna still tell me what's going on? No? Okay, cool. I'm like, okay, cool. Oh, so this guy was fucking you while you were down here. Well, anyway, this guy called Kang. I'm like, okay, why did it take so long to try to reveal? She could have just said it.
That's the thing, bro.
Also, Kang was clapping them cheeks too. Sorry.
I believe it. I definitely
believe it. Probably. I look.
Them cheeks too, bro.
Hey, and he wanted to take her, so. Listen.
She said she got needs, okay?
That's what all bitches say.
Hey, yeah.
Look, that's the thing, though, Bo. She not cool down there. It's like, hey, they say, you know so-and-so? Oh, yeah, we don't kill her when we see her. She fucked our lives up. It's her fault and all this shit going on. Like, come on now. Like, she's just a bad fucking person. Like, come on, bro. Like, am I lying?
She's just a bad fucking
person. Y'all love this is crazy. Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, come on, bro. Man. She cheated on her dude. She got people killed. Like, damn.
Yeah, she did. I'm like, and then Cassie, look, I don't understand. She wants, like, why the hell is she, like, keeping all this? Cassie and Hank didn't even tell was what Cassie, Hank, and Hope that knew about the whole, like, 15. I'm like, why? So, basically, so why didn't you tell Janet, or why didn't you tell fucking Scott, of all people, the fucking person who saved your lives, got you out of the fucking quantum realm, when you guys were sucked up and missing, well, got you guys back, you guys were disappeared. Well, he was stuck in the quantum realm or whatever, and then got out and then decided to save you guys because he was the person who knew how to get back and save everybody relayed all the information with the Avengers. So basically, without Ant-Man, no one would have even got him back, but you guys still keep secret from this man.
Y'all want to hear the worst part? This bitch still wanted the orb knowing that they had his daughter. She's about to sacrifice his daughter if she could. That's why I can't say, don't believe this bitch. She'll get your daughter killed.
Yeah, he did say. And I just can't get over that. Hank Pym is one of the smartest characters, period, in like all the fucking Marvel. Why are you trying to make this like experiment with Cassie? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, there's only bad things that can like come from this, literally.
So that I can let that slide with Hank Pym, because that basically is how Hank Pym works, because he likes to if Hank doesn't know anything, he's basically one of those people like, okay, cool, I would like to know what basically the quantum realm is, if we could communicate with any life forms in the quantum realm. I give that to Hank, because that's basically what Hank does. He has done that in every cartoon or anime I've seen him in. He's basically the guy. Basically, the reason like Ultron was made
you took the words right, literally. Yeah. He's the nigga who fucking made Ultron. So, hey, you know what? Fair enough. that nigga created Ultron. He's full of bad decisions. Fair enough.
That's why I say like, I let them slide. But yeah. But besides that, I mean, like, I don't know, man. Like, they gave Cassie a suit, which I don't know why they gave her a suit. Like, right out the bat, when she didn't even know how to use the suit. Like, dude.
Yeah.
And your dad is trying to tell you how to use the suit. And you just basically fucking the whole thing. I'm like, dude, like, did your dad tell you how to use a suit? And then you're trying to shrink, trying to punch something, like, I'm like, really?
Can I ask a question? Yeah. What the fuck did the lady with the spear even do in this whole movie? You don't even remember.
Bro, that's
she was beating niggas' asses though.
She was beating people's ass though. She did beat people's ass.
I'm not gonna cap. Hey, she was putting in work down there, bro. I'm not gonna cap.
No,
she
was. But guess what?
I still don't care about her though.
I said the dude with the head beam, he put in more work than her. That nigga was blasting shit.
Bro, I was about to say, let's talk about for the next one. We just talk about the characters that were already in the realm. The revolutionaries or whatever. And the same thing that Hydro just said, the dude with the head beam was putting in work, but at the same time, I didn't care. I didn't care about any of these characters because
I didn't care either.
There was like nothing that made me kind of attached to these characters. Like the dude with the headband, they killed him, and I was like, oh dang, they killed him. Like nobody in that little revolutionary thing, whatever. If they died, I would have cared. Like even with the girl, she was the one that they gave us the most screen time out of them and stuff like that. That would have been more, you know what I'm saying, more of an effect on me, I guess, because we kind of had
a little bit.
Yeah, we kind of had a little time with her. So if she died, I'd have been like, dang, okay, a little bit. But still, I just didn't care about none of them. And honestly,
you want to know why? because the only thing we know about these revolutions is that, hey, Kang killed all of our plans and blasted our plans. We don't know none of their personal stories. It's just a broad curtain of all of them. You know, we don't know their races. We don't know, you know, how long they've been down there. You know, they just know that, hey, these are a couple of refugees that band together to go against Kang. Other than that, they have really no substance to the story.
Right.
So, and at the end of the day, all they did in the end would just be warrior fodder. Like in Ragnarok, will have the Asgardians. They were just fighting against old girl. It's just like war fodder.
Hello.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Black dude was funny though for me.
I liked him. He's cool.
That nigga had me rolling, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Can you stop thinking that? Like,
I thought he was.
I thought he was cool, and I was surprised because like there was like rumors about him playing a different role. There was rumors about him playing different roles and stuff. Like, so I was surprised that he showed up right there, especially because of the fact that even if he is in the MCU for a while, that's not a character that's like super, super going to be like a mainstay or whatever, anything like that. So if he is reoccurring, it's like, dang, man, you wasted the talents of this dude and for like a smaller character. Because there was people that were saying that he was going to be Mr. Fantastic.
Reed Richards,
really? Yeah. That's crazy.
Folks was fan casting him like a motherfucker.
As Reed Richards,
yeah.
A lot. So it was like, and I'm not saying that he, you know, deserved to be Reed or not, but I just thought there was other characters that he could possibly play. I don't know. I knew he wasn't going to die because obviously like he's a bigger cast, you know what I'm saying? Casting. So I was like, okay, he ain't going to die.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I didn't care about anybody down there. Even when they gave us Bill Murray and stuff like that. And then I didn't care. I was like, oh, okay, it's Bill Murray. And then I guess he screamed and they never showed if he got eaten or not. It was like,
he probably out of here, bro.
I mean, he probably out of here as far as an actor because he's older.
But at the same time,
like if Marvel don't show this person actually die on screen, they ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? The coolest moments in this like quantum realm was probably the juice, drink the ooze thing.
Drink I thought that the was ooze.
Like, even just like when they ordered it at the bar and they drank it and stuff like that. Like, I thought that was a cool little effect that they gave.
That shit was cool.
To the thing. But other than that, like, I didn't really care about nothing down here in the quantum.
And the crazy thing is, we were down there for most of the freaking movie. And it's like,
you didn't make us care about nothing.
Yeah, down, man.
The best part of the quantum realm was the probability storm. That was like the best part of the quantum realm for me.
Yeah, that was cool.
Like, there's no longer need to be a quantum realm.
Yeah, and
it's gonna be.
The best part, another part of that is like that fight took place down there, which was cool.
Yeah,
I appreciated that because if they would have brought it up to the real world or whatever,
up to Earth,
then it's like, why is nobody getting involved? You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that.
True.
So it makes sense that it's like
I didn't even think of that. The
quantum realm. Like, it makes sense to keep it condensed in that little quantum realm.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it for life, for like that. So who did you want to get into next?
All right, so it's only two that I really care to, you know, let's start with Ant-Man because we're going to have more to say about the other one. So Scott, you know what I'm saying? Paul Rudd is a good actor and stuff like that, but I just didn't. This Ant-Man was missing that crew that we like fell in love with in the first two movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, man,
it had a charm.
They were a better supporting cast than the Van Dynes to me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a great point.
Even though they're not any form of superhero or anything like that, they just are a better supporting cast.
It just works.
Yeah. And when something works, you just don't fuck with it. Like, it's like you gave us too many Ant-Man suits and stuff like that. So now you got Wasp, you got fucking old Hank Pym, and then you got fucking Janet, who also was the original Ant-Man and Wasp. So you got those, like, kind of, is you giving us so much and we're getting less of what we really, what really brought the magic to the first movie, which was Ant-Man. You know what I'm saying? So
I'll talk.
I feel like this Ant-Man wasn't really Ant-Man. Like, it didn't really work in the sense that they thought it was. Like, he wasn't like, I expect, because Paul Rudd's gonna be living more jokey on his behalf. But it wasn't, they tried to portray him as the all serious father, and you know, and I get it, you care about your daughter, but at some point you gotta know a lot of these things that made Ant-Man, his goofiness, his, you know, his quick on his feet. Like, the only time I seen him, like, he was really quick on his feet was in the possibility of Thor. Other than that, I didn't really feel like Paul Rudd's Ant-Man. Like, you know, I gotta be specific. So I don't know, it just felt a little bit off. But what I will say, I did like how he stood up to Kang at the end, you know, especially for, you know, the last fight scene. I think
Dope.
You know, and honestly, that would probably would have been a better ending in IMO if they left him in the quantum realm and Kang got out. Because that would have been a good, in my opinion, that would have been a good let off. You know, it wouldn't be a loss per se like Endgame was, but it could have raised the story much more. You know what I'm saying? That's just me.
I feel that, but like that's kind of how the second movie ended though. Scott was like, he was like trapped down there, and then that's how like the movie ended. So I wouldn't want them to like end it the same way that they did before. That's just me.
Oh yeah, he did. That is true. I actually forgot about that. But the crazy part about that is that since Kang's the big bad, I think it'll have been a little bit. And since they can apparently get to the quantum realm, like they can apparently like make technology to get down there like that now, it probably would have been made more sense, IMO. But I get you don't want to repeat the same ending. But yeah, I don't think Ant-Man was really Ant-Man. Like, he was much more, I don't know. It felt like he was just like Ant-Dad.
Yeah. And going into any of these Ant-Man movies, I didn't really know a lot about Ant-Man, but it made me care about Ant-Man more in these other movies. Whereas this movie kind of left me with not feeling the same, like not giving a fuck in a sense about Ant-Man, which sucks.
I mean, honestly, they didn't. Yeah, Ant-Man wasn't really Ant-Man in this one, but it didn't really bother me too much. Because, well, he was just Ant-Man. Paul was just playing Ant-Man, just being more like a caring dad, which is fine. He didn't really have the chance to, like, you know, spend time with his daughter and everything. And you know, he just got back. He basically just got back from Endgame. You know, basically he said what, and you know, he's now trying to, like. It's basically, this is what he's doing after the events of Endgame. So he recently hasn't, like, he has done much, but haven't really done much with his daughter. So I can understand, like, how he's trying to, like, you know, be and dad at a sense, you know, to, like, be spending more time with his daughter and everything, which he got to do as in Quantum Realm. So okay with it, but I would still like to have son, like, seeing, like, the dynamic with the you know, Luis and whoever Tia was playing as, so those two guys in there. So it'd be cool, but dang it, it is what it is. It wasn't all that bad. It just was like, well, it's Ant-Man. Ant-Man still got he still like pulled out the joke. So technically, he was still there. Just he was more of like a father figure, being more of a father than anything else. So just fine with me. So it was all right. I didn't know the issue with it.
One thing about Scott that I really didn't really like understand. Well, I'm not gonna say that I didn't understand it, but Scott hasn't had any character development or character growth since the second movie. He's pretty much the same dude that he's always been. Like no growth, no development. I mean, it's cool, I guess. I mean, it works, but I'm just like, bro, this is the same nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just haven't had any character development. So I'm just like, okay, I mean, he's here. I mean, he's, but I just didn't really feel nothing from Scott. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So that's, yeah, that's how I felt about Scott.
Fair enough. Okay. And then the main event, Kang, the fucking conqueror.
Best thing about this movie.
Jonathan Majors fucking bodied that shit, bro. Like,
man,
and he's been bodying Kang since he was He Who Remains on Loki. Like, he's showing so much range, and it's just like, so one of the things that I didn't notice, I was all like, okay, we're gonna get him as Kang, but you know what I'm saying, we knew about the variants kind of in Loki, but I didn't understand the importance of having a character with so much range. Like, as much as I would love like a Denzel or something like that, I don't know if Denzel could have pulled off that Coliseum scene with how wacky it was.
Oh yeah, and at the end, yeah,
it's like bro, like
what's crazy, yeah,
it was like so it's perfect to have like somebody that can go out of his shell and do like the wackiness and the outrage. Like, one of them was like a monkey cane and shit like that. Seeing that, I couldn't see somebody like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people were saying like, yo, like Jonathan Majors is good, but y'all overreacting. And I'm like, I don't think so, bro.
Because what?
Like, not like overreacting, but they was like, it's a bunch of other people that could have pulled that off. And I'm like, bro,
I don't think so.
It's certain range. Like, you need a certain actor for that. Like,
you know what's funny? Because they low-key did the same thing with Michael B. Jordan when they see he's getting all types of big roles. People hate to see, like, a new up-and-coming actor, especially black actor, get a lot of praise and notoriety. And they're like, man, you overselling the dude, blah, blah. Remember they did to Michael B. Jordan. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Especially that he was in talks to getting a Superman role.
Yeah. That's when they
You know, you really get, like I said, you really got to understand who's talking, who's not, you know? Yeah. That's why I said, you know, he bodied that shit. Not like He Who Remains, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I know of Loki, but I have not seen it. But I've seen the He Who Remains part, and that shit sent chills down my spine.
Bro, you gotta like, watch that shit, bro.
That was a cold scene, like the whole thing where he was all playful, and he got serious at the end. Like, hey, I'm telling you right now, it's gonna get ugly,
bro. Yeah. And when Sylvie and Loki was fighting, and he was like in the chair, he's like, whoo,
who watching this stuff? Like, yeah.
No, he was like just really bodying that fucking screen.
He killed that.
And like, I just don't see like no matter how big the actor is, maybe like a Jamie Foxx or something like that. But for the most part, like Michael B. Jordan, I don't see Michael B. Jordan pulling off something like that. I don't see Will Smith or somebody like that pulling off these different variants. Yeah. Like, we gotta give Jonathan Majors his credit, bro. Other than like maybe a Jim Carrey could probably pull something like that off. With the different range and stuff like that, because you can see the angry and stuff like that. Maybe a Johnny Depp, but none of those characters, none of those two actors fit the role of Kang. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they could probably pull off this type of range and stuff like that, but I don't think they could pull off Kang himself or whatever. Dude, the look.
Those flashback scenes with Janet, fam, the acting he was doing, face acting, he was, bro, when she found out what the fuck he was, and then his face was just like, damn, she
knows.
She finally knows. Yeah, she knows. And then,
and he asked, he said, what'd you see? And I was just that little one line, like, what'd you see? Like,
Janet asked him, so what are you going to do whenever you, like, you know what I'm saying? He said, when? And then he just turned into the whole Kang the Conqueror. Bro, that shit was super fire, bro.
And then he was beating the fuck out of Paul Rudd, bro.
He curb stomped that nigga, bro.
Bro, that nigga was already in his Creed form.
He was like, ready for Creed already.
That nigga was beating the shit out of the nigga. I was like, God dang, bro.
He was like, Scott, you could have just gone home with your family and with your daughter. But like his face acting is just on a whole nother level. Like the shit he does, that shit is so fire.
You know you fucked up, right?
Yeah, bro. Jonathan Majors is like perfect. He was born to play Kang, bro. Yeah. This shit, bro, and like this character, he pretty much like carried the movie, bro. Let's just be honest. He carried the movie easily. Like he's easily the freaking best thing about this film. And like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing like what's to come in the future. Because man, them post credits, dog. I want to hear what y'all niggas thought of the, of them post credit scenes, especially the first one.
The first post credits was
Kang, the multiple Kangs.
So that's. That was actually pretty. Look, when I saw everything, I'm like, damn, that's a bunch of King. And then we see Jonathan Majors just basically like embodying all kind of different Kings. One angry, one sad, one like fucking serious, and like. And then you see him like dressed with the three top Kings like over there, just talking in different tone and different posture. I'm like. Like, dude, you just growing all out of these roles. Like, you just smelling it. Like, and then I'm like Steve was like, yeah. I'm like, nah, I don't think I can't see nobody doing that. Like, I don't see like any black actors that can do that. Like, you just gotta give Jonathan Majors what his dues when it is. Like, if he basically did Kang good. And the funny thing is that I read the articles and interviews of like when Johnny Mills was talking about. They basically told Johnny Mills like, just do you as King, and basically that's what Johnny Mills did. He did his job as King. Basically everyone. Then the funny thing is that everyone when they were doing like the shots and everything, he said that everyone kind of like feared him in a way. Because you know how he was talking and everything, because I'm like, dude, like to for people to like see you as a villain in real life and in the movie, like, dude, you just butt in every role, like, dude,
yes, sir.
I can't imagine them, but that first scene was done good. Like, I cannot see nobody doing that, nobody.
And then to show the range again in the final credit post credit scene, I was like, bro, he is really
Victor Timely.
Yeah, he's really like 17 different
Frederick players. Douglass. It ain't like Frederick Douglass, bro.
Frederick Douglass.
He's literally like 17 different characters, and I'm loving that shit.
Yeah, he got him on beats for sure. I agree on that. So.
But shoot, I think that's all of the different characters. Y'all got anything more? Oh, you know what? Let's do this. What would you give your final grade of the movie? We go off the flame meter. So out of 10 flames, how many you get instead of 10 stars, 10 flames.
Oh, okay.
How many flames you giving that shit, Bo?
I'll give it a 7. Seven flames.
Wow. Yeah, it's a solid 7 for me, man. I thought, like I said, the movie was fine. It was okay. It wasn't trash at all. So yeah, 7 for me.
Fair enough. Hydro?
6.5. I'm sticking to it.
6.5. I'm also gonna go 6.5 range.
Yeah,
it's not amazing, but it wasn't bad either, bro. Like.
Yeah, man.
Like, and then for people saying, like, I saw one person said Thor Love and Thunder was better, and I'm like,
yo, I think yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I know too.
I was like a 3. Thor Love and Thunder was like a 3 at best, bro. Like, and the only reason it's a 3 is because of like the hammer breaking into pieces and coming back together. Yeah, some of the fight scenes made that shit.
Yeah,
but other than that shit was pretty fucking whack.
Thor Love and Thunder is like a super bottom tier movie, bro. That's crazy, bro. Thor has two trash movies. Thor Very Love and Thunder and Thor
Dark
Thor
World.
Thor 1
wasn't amazing either. So it's just a
that was cool for me.
It was like a cool, all right.
Yeah,
it would cool. be like this, like a six. It's like a six.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, for sure.
And then Ragnarok is the only good one. And
Thor has the worst type of movies in the MCU. Well,
man.
It is what it is, bro.
I just, like I said before, I hate the fact that this movie gave those Marvel haters some ammo because now they're really trying to run with it. And we got here for probably more another 5 years about, oh, man, y'all remember Marvel and they was at this era. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, bro, I'm like, people on Twitter is already pissing me off. Some old, there's a tweet going around. I'm not sure if y'all seen it, but they're like, what's your controversial Marvel take, quote unquote? And the quotes say all the same thing. They say all the same shit. It ruined cinema, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all just fucking death because sequels have been coming out forever.
Yeah. Facts. And then the super crazy.
I hate to sound like I'm a Marvel defender, but it's just common sense, bro.
And the crazy thing about it is they're gonna be sitting down in the theater for every single movie, every time. So every single time.
It's annoying me, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, Scorsese said that dumbass shit. Folks been running with it.
Crying.
Like, bro, Scorsese, man. I'll say something.
So we know we have Kang Dynasty coming. So, like, what do y'all think?
Hey. I ain't even thinking about that.
He gonna get his own movie. Bro. That's gonna be fire.
It's going I can see it going like Infinity War because Infinity War is basically like Thanos' own movie.
Oh, okay.
Because he did have the most screen time. That makes sense.
Endgame. Yeah, he had the most. So that's gonna be very fire, bro. It's like,
and also the same person who wrote this movie is writing Kang Dynasty as well.
Okay. Cool.
So
okay. So, and you see how he wrote Kang. So he made Kang fire. So for Kang Dynasty, he gone.
Avengers movie. That's, yeah, man. That's big time.
Man, and that's starting to piss me off, man. Damn.
But
breaks.
Yeah,
man. I ain't thinking about Kang. I'm thinking about Spider-Man. They just said they started writing Spider-Man 4.
2025,
yeah. Man, that's what I'm on right now. Spider-God. Shit.
Spider-God. Let's plug our socials and get up out of here, bro. Because I don't want to keep everybody too long and push me. So, first and foremost, go ahead, Hydro, with the late coming in hot arrival.
It's your boy, Hydro Alpha Omega. You know, it's Bundle Boy right here. You know, making money, you know, getting our mind right. You know, you got to get fit. You got to eat right. You got to go to sleep on time. And you got to wake up on time. You know, we doing big things out here. And, you know, whenever I start to stream or make content creation, I might stream tomorrow because some dope-ass games that came out. Follow me on
Atomic Heart?
Huh?
Atomic Heart or something else?
Oh man, we on something else, bro. We don't trend chase around here. We play what's true to our hearts, nigga.
Hogwarts.
I don't want to say bad things about that game.
Why?
It's like some geeky shit, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm not.
Okay. And then you know you're part of my. Just that's fine.
Yeah, I'm not on some boycott shit. I'm like, I'll probably get it on sale, like catch up with like a double 30. But shit, we on our new game. See, that's what we doing in 2023. We on new game plus, bro. We were playing our old shit, and we completing all of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing here.
Exactly. We on some new game plus shit. So follow me on Straw Hat Hydro on Twitter and Alpha X Hydro at X Alpha. Shit, I forgot my own. Hydro X Alpha X Omega. You find me, and if you don't find me, check on my Twitter and check in the link tree. I'll be back soon. Whenever I don't know, when I get tired and I want to do some shit. But it's been a good party. I just had to get my Ant-Man thoughts off because, man, it's a bunch of bullshit on the internet. That's what I hate. Like, one day we gonna talk. I'm gonna talk. The people pissing me off already online. I just look at my tweets, bro. And my bro, like, don't even say nothing. Just look, like, niggas already being nignogs, but
nignogs.
I'm gonna pass the torch to Bo.
All right. So you could catch me on Twitter and Twitch with Bo Done Did It. I'm usually on Twitter all, most of the time. You can catch me streaming during the weekends. And you can also follow me on Instagram. But the Bo, this instead of B-O, is B-0. So it's B-0 Done Did It. The reason for that is because Bo Done Did It was taken by a Boston Terrier. So I can't really use Bo Done Did It. So a Boston Terrier has my whole name. So so you just have go with Bo with a 0. So it's B-0 Done Did It. Okay, on Instagram. You can follow me on that. And you can also follow my YouTube channels as well. You type in Bo Done Did It, you see my two YouTube channels. One is for gaming and then one is for shenanigans. So, but yeah, you can follow me on my YouTube channels and I'll be uploading content to talk about my experience with Velma, which is
Jesus Christ.
Oh God. Okay, well, just wait for the video. I'll post it on Twitter and share it to everybody.
I can't wait to see that.
It's like, man, it is what it is. You know, again, season 2, right? Yeah, again, yep. Season 2 of Velma. Yeah.
Hey, you watched it all the way through, bro. You fucked it up. You're making them get ratings. Don't do that.
I just want to be curious of how it was like. I'm like, you can't just be. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to watch it just to see what it's like. I wasn't hate watching.
That thing, though, bro. Don't.
When you complete the series, that gives them the ratings to do
it. And that's probably getting some more bullshit. That's why I can get some more bullshit.
That's why I want to watch season 2 of Halo when it drops.
Of Halo?
You still on that?
Fair enough. Fair enough, you mongrel. Go ahead.
Yo, man, it's your boy Rob J. You can follow me on Twitter at _ Rob J. Shout out to Shogo High. Shout out to Kid and Johnny who couldn't be here because them niggas ain't seen the movie yet, but I mean it's all good, bro. Shogo High, excuse me, is on all podcast streaming platforms. Follow us on Twitter, tap into the space on Fridays whenever we do that. Shout out to everybody on the Inside the Mind of a Blur Twitter. Shout out to all of y'all who engage, you know what I'm saying? Each day it's been really dope. We got over 1,000 followers. It's really special. And we're next up, we're going for 2,000, bitch. Feel me? But also subscribe to the YouTube. Have a lot of content over there. Subscribe to that, to the YouTube. Is, you know, just do it, man. Come on. Fuck with us.
Also, go see Cocaine Bear.
Yo! Listen, I will be in the theater this weekend for Cocaine Bear. This is peak cinema on the way, bro.
I tell you.
I kind of want to see it.
Bro, I'm going to see this movie this week. I have to go see it.
A barrel of cocaine? Count me in.
Bro, I am going, G. I'm dead ass, bro. This shit's going to be peak cinema. I'm there.
Oh, God, bro. I'm ready.
I will be there. But yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
That's a fact, bro. That movie
I seen the preview. You didn't got a whole brick in his mouth? Oh, yeah. He going stupid in there. Stupid in there.
All right. But yeah, I guess the last thing I'll say is, bro, temper your expectations, even when you going into a movie, a show, whether it's just life in general, bro. Temper your expectations, bro. Just because something happened that you didn't think was gonna happen, that does not mean that the shit was bad, bro.
So your head cannon is not the actual
script. Stop your head cannon, man. Like, just deal with it. So that's all I gotta say. That's all I gotta say, Steve.
I am Scuba Steve 1428 on all social media. This was a good episode. I really fuck with everybody's opinions on it. If you haven't seen Ant-Man and you sat through this, you are a strong soldier.
You are unhinged.
But if you guys feel differently about how we felt about the show make sure y'all tweet the pie page. Rob will handle those because I'm not going to acknowledge y'all. But but yeah, man. Thank y'all for following the pie page. And other than that, get y'all some shit from the merch store. Join the Patreon because
tap into uploaded, that Patreon, man.
We uploaded Patreon. Two episodes last week on there that's not going to be for public consumption. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, make
you sure you pay the piper.
Yes, sir. And Hydro returned, you know what I'm saying, after like 2 months of hiatus. He hadn't came back since that Disney episode. He was he was fucking done.
You know what? The funny. I'm like, man, bro, like, you know what's funny? Bob Iger called me. Remember I said, hey, I'm going to go in on Disney. Bob Iger called me. He shut all that shit down.
Bob Iger, bro.
Oh, you're finished. you're done.
But thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. And we'll see y'all next week.
Later. Peace. Days.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.